this way, when you see this dua on the internet or somewhere, it'll be easier for you to pronounce. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-hammi wal-hazm, wa a'udhu bika min al-ajzi wal-kasl, wa a'udhu bika min al-jubni wal-bukhl, wa a'udhu bika min ghalab al-dayni wa qahr al-rijal. Oh Allah, I seek refuge from anxiety and sorrow, or anxiety and grief. And every person will go through this, may Allah protect us, but it's something that happens. Oh Allah, I seek refuge in weakness and laziness. Weakness, you know, sometimes you just don't feel up to it. You just can't function. The other day I went to the office to work out, and after 10 minutes, it just didn't feel like it, just couldn't function. Whatever it was, maybe my sins, maybe my weakness, whatever it is, we all go through it. So, oh Allah, I seek refuge in weakness and laziness. Laziness is, you are up, your eyes are open, it's Fajr time, and you just can't get out. You have the ability to do it, whatever you want to do, and it's just a challenge. So the first part you can learn the English, oh Allah, I seek refuge from anxiety and grief, anxiety and sorrow. Number two, it comes in sets. Oh Allah, I seek refuge in weakness and being lazy. The third part, oh Allah, I seek refuge in being miserly and being a coward. Being miserly and being a coward. That means Allah has given you, but I just can't give from it. I just can't give from it. And sometimes when we earn things the haram way, then fear comes into us. That's just the way Quran says about the shaytan, the ayat of Allah. But I don't want to go to that because it'll take the issue. So the bottom line is, you're seeking refuge from miserliness and being a coward. Coward is, I'm going to stand for you, I'm going to defend you, I'm going to do this. When the time comes, I run away. And that is on multiple levels. So that is something we seek refuge from. And the last part, oh Allah, I seek refuge from debts. That means owing people money and being overpowered by humans. Now it's not a problem being overpowered. Here is overpowered by ignorant people, juhala. People that have just, their brains are in things other than deen. It's a beautiful dua. It's a dua that we all should make. And I'm telling you, this is a very beautiful dua. Allah, remove my debts and remove me from being overpowered by those around me. Men, women, husband, wives, parents, children, and things like that. So let's go over this dua one more time in English. Oh Allah, we seek refuge from anxiety and sorrow, weakness and laziness, miserliness and cowardice or coward-like behavior, and the burden of debts and being overpowered by men or people of not so goodness. And Abu Umama says, I did this, I read this dua, and Allah removed my distress, and Allah helped me pay off my debts. Inshallah, after Allah, we will start the official talk, inshallah.